Blog Talk Radio.
Easy come, easy go, that's just how you live. Oh, take, take, take it all, but you never give. Should've known you was trouble from the first kiss. Had your eyes wide open, why were they open? Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it.
Twitch set up for a second.
Do you know I told you forgot to show you how to do all that, didn't I, yesterday?
We got time.
But do we?
Yes, we do.
We do?
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun!
But anyways, a lot of straight up just say I didn't do it.
Wasn't me.
Well, I saw you on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw you riding on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
Wait, what are you making?
Burial gowns.
Oh. Looked like you was making a skirt or something.
It was a skirt. I'm cutting it up and making burial gowns.
Ah.
Gotcha. You were in the middle of a song and you had to interrupt it.
No, the song was over.
Was
oh, crap.
Wasn't me.
Who did this?
Wasn't me. Mike.
You did what?
That.
What?
That.
What did?
That.
Talk about noise or whatever.
The man made your eyes. A desperate fool at the end of the typical run.
What
does
he look like?
What? 250-pound big kid kind of gangly.
But also during the show, since the Packer game is going on, that's why your team is 1-2.
My team never gets past 1-2. You know that. The only time they get made to positive and actually get any points is when they're playing the sweeps. But have I supported them for all that time?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I am not a fair weather fan.
Yeah, ever since she saw them back home in England, she's been a fan of the Miami Dolphins. That never stopped since then. Especially like the glory days of
Dan Marino.
Dan Marino, yeah. Can't believe I almost forgot his name. He was on Ace Ventura.
Did that
tonight? Yes, he did. Got kissed by a dude in Ace Ventura.
He did. But you know what? Do you know what there is to know about the crying game? Have you actually seen the movie that that comes from?
No.
The Crying Game movie is actually about a transsexual.
No wonder, On Rush Hour 3 saying, it's the Crying Game.
I've never seen the movie, but I do know what it's about.
It's an English movie.
Ooh. Almost intercepted.
I'm not surprised.
We live. You should know that. How long
have
you lived
with me? For a very long time. But, anywho, it was a lot of wrestling this week.
Wrestling!
Brought to you in part by these nuts.
Salted, not dry roasted.
I have no comment on that.
Are we sidetracking me?
No. Just good to talk about something. But
what, your salted nuts? That's a very salty.
Oh, God. I have no comment on that.
WFSO has been sponsored today by the letter D.
These nuts.
Well, at least you coming up with new sponsors coming up.
I've worked hard to get that.
I know you did.
I've worked damn hard. Blood, tears, and sweat. And I have had all of those. You have witnessed the sweat of me standing out in the summer sun doing stuff. You have witnessed.
So if you want to know.
You've witnessed.
The bleeding.
Thank
the
you.
Crying.
Thank you.
The glistening.
Thank you. And for all of that lot was at the polar plunge.
Oh, yeah. Are you doing it this year?
I am. He's doing it with me this year.
If it's warm enough.
Oh, like it was. It was
last
like in
year.
Last year, like
yeah.
It was in the 30s, but it wasn't.
I mean, the water was still very cold and very bitter to feel.
Right.
But it weren't the ice.
Right.
Because I'm doing that again. Oh, no, 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 no. And the test is actually leading up to it is the weather. You know what I mean?
Right.
But if not, we'll do something else if it's that cold, but there's a lot of snow. There's a couple of hills down there. We could get a sled and we could sled it.
Just roll down the sled.
Just get a sled, roll you down there and I'll sled race it.
You really wanted to mention that on radio.
Now she's stinky.
Jesus, mention that she farted on TV and on radio.
Right.
We're not Jesse and Joey. We're not that good.
Don't you have fast though?
Rock radio.
Wouldn't it be cool if somebody did came up with a rock show for this on network? All they do is talk about rock and roll, rock and roll, rock and roll. Now I'm making it look bad, but hey, love rock and roll too.
Rock and roll.
But anyways, there was a
bad show.
Wrestling show.
Well, this is kind of a wrestling show, so fun that is. That is fine with me. Jesus, it was. Oh, Chipotle. No, it's fine.
Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
It's a good thing they're winning with all their injuries that they have. So it seems like, well, it ain't over yet, because you know anything can happen in the NFL. But anyways, it was a lot of wrestling this week and this past weekend. Had Impact Victory Road and NXT TakeOver. Uh-oh. Well, NXT TakeOver 31 happened yesterday. So we will get to all that in a bit. But let's see, let's just go over and look for a few news and things like that. Oh, man. I need to quit, but, I'm surprised the website that I'm on looking for news don't have the results of Victory Road.
Victory Road!
Ooh, that was a tackle. Let's see. Jericho addresses Trump hate. Or Donald Trump died of COVID. So, you may like Jericho after this. Wherever you like the president, not cool, and I'm not going to do that. In both sides, why and why not? He's out of nowhere saying that thing was really in kitchen, like maybe a day or two. And then sick and all. What in the world? But, oh, hot dogs. Fudge. I don't think of getting some hot dogs or something. See, maybe more interesting than the 80 pot. See. Yes, people, viewer discretion is advised, so we say bad words. Well, some of us. All the time. Word. Oh. So I guess it is official that if you say the key word, you're cussing.
Yep.
And the key word is Trump.
You can say cup, sheep, covering, bollocks, balls, and citruses. There would be five.
We will only use the word ass, damn, hell, and bitch. To an error, however, use the word shit, fuck, goddamn, Jesus Christ, faggot, or any other racial or sexual slurs. Now, as it pertains to radio, we promise to help you less dick references.
Huh.
What the fuck your mouth, that's fucking goddamn it.
That's fine. It just don't stop licking my head. I guess
it's be sitting cold chilling.
I know, right?
You know the weird thing about it though?
Feels good, doesn't it?
It's kinda relaxing.
You've been letting it do it for so damn long, of course. You just gotten used to it.
Yeah, because it was relaxing.
I could appreciate you calling you.
Me.
Cheese, steak, loaded baked potatoes.
That sounds freaking delicious, man.
Doesn't it sound good? We'd have to get some potatoes and some steak, but we've got the rest of the stuff.
Billy cheese
steak.
And steak.
We could do a similar thing for you, just not put in the onions.
Onions
or
peppers, yeah. I have no complaint about that. I guess WWE is interested in an indie wrestler called Ben Carter. I guess he'd been recently been on AEW Dark, which I really don't watch. Because I'm busy trying to watch try to watch NWA or watch Impact. So it's tough to watch between the two. I got a picture of the guy. And it looks like Falcons may get a touchdown. Well, close to it. Let's see. He trained at the Black and Brave Wrestling Academy, where Seth Rollins is one of the head trainers. Interesting. Well, enough about that. Hey, Mindy. Is there more? Oh, limited number of fans buy to attend WWE. Show here and like you only can reserve up to 50 people here, but they only did 6 in Florida. And I'm about to say they ain't had no case of COVID as of late. So I don't get that.
And they make it like it's such a big announcement, like for 6 people. Okay. That's it. As many NXT fans are out there, you reserve it for 6 people.
They can do more than that.
Not 20, not 10.
If it was 20, then yeah, I would understand.
See,
that.
My thing is this: all they have to do is, if they wanted to stick by their whole social distancing thing, is have everybody 6 feet away from each other. Which means that they literally could have in that area, you know, in each area around, you could have probably 10 to 15 people.
Right.
Along one side and the same down the other. But no, we go for 6. So you agree, Mike? 6 people is what show up to see your brother wrestle on your family's side at times.
And I know you got to look at that as just like, I know sometimes, you know, it's still an audience, but
there's no point.
No, I was going to say, probably for indie shows, it's a point, but with, like, WWE and all that stuff, buying people, so the rest of them going to be, like, NXT tryout participants?
I don't even get it. Because at least they did that with WWE. If you remember with some of the earlier shows after lockdown, they did actually have NXT lot in there, and they were doing training at the performance center and stuff.
Right.
But,
let's see. Oh, it's the Capitol Wrestling Center that's on the campus of WWE Performance Center in Orlando. If you are selected, you will receive federal correspondence. Ooh, nice running yards. With instructions on how to attend COVID-19 testing procedures and screening procedures. Please note that you must be over the age of 16 unless accompanied by a guardian, and must provide photo ID upon check-in at Capitol Rest. Oh, the car?
Well, I said to my husband, come and sit tomorrow after 3, and then he's got it rated as sold.
Wow.
Hi. We're going to come over Thursday, okay? Because we've got a delivery coming tomorrow.
Let's see.
AJ's donating Wednesday, so Thursday would be better.
Event would be held with the limited capacity,
with
social distance measure in place. Face coverings will be mandatory throughout the course of the event.
Oh,
nice. If you are interested, briefly file with the following information. Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But still, 6 people.
Hello, Eddie.
Well,
wanted to check in with you.
Unbelievable. You ain't watching
the game? You're not watching the game? They're on 7:16 right now, though. Pretty much. So they have a shit fest. It's like, $1,000, so if you did anything, just give me that, guys. Okay? Yeah. 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 We saw he had enough quick hooks into one, and yeah, the guy then never got back to me, and I just checked the message, and he sold it, so. Yeah. Alrighty, well, I like I miss you bunches too. I see you too. Bye.
Let's see.
Not a problem. You couldn't message me. Do you know what I mean? To say it.
Right.
They had to go and look at what it said. So they couldn't see it after. And then look at the bottom. So.
Some of them must have really wanted to, you know, really buy it. I guess we just keep looking. So you win and spend $2,000. Dog with ear, dog with licking tongue, ears, whatever. Anyway, it seems like that Eric Young was go back to NXT after the payment after on WrestleMania, but with the pandemic release, he was released. And it's just sad that, you know, he just didn't get treated right by the WWE. And look at him now. He's world champion in Impact. That just shows that, like, kind of what WWE is missing. I don't know how to bring up
along the edge,
but oh, who cares about the rest? Talk about, see if anything change for wrestlers of the week. No, it did not. I had to vote in just to do so. So we got Jey Uso and Sasha Banks for wrestler male and female of the week. Nice, they got a field goal. There's a topic I do want to bring up, and I know they're still talking about it, which is like Vince McMahon with the Twitch and stuff. I think this around this time, I think there are some people to end their Twitch. And I know a lot of people just they're going a little bit too far with that, and it's just crazy that you want to I'll get his poor fusion.
That's my car. My naps. I'm rich beyond everything.
And take off.
Got damaged on his stomach due to the oil, but that would have been hilarious.
Oh.
Postage for any letter, any package, anytime.
Let's see. But we was just talking about where people like stopping with their Twitch and stuff. I don't know if anybody stopped or still doing it, but there are some people that have tried because it's
with what?
Twitch. I think it was like the end of the 30-day period that they had to shut them down. Yeah. Like I said, I don't know who stopped or anything like that, but a lot of people just say crazy on like canceling it, and they some people have to cancel their page and all that, so it's just kind of stupid. But that seems like he has to. Let me see if I can find the video of it. Let's see. So the YouTube.
No, no fans in the stands. If your eyes are off camera,
what? Right. Let's see. Okay, gotta fix that again.
Protection for Ryan. Wait for somebody to come open. And there's the key ace again.
second-year player out of Virginia.
As we've about to be sweating your ass for about 5 minutes.
Yep, I can't find it, but,
And it's another grab, and another 7
It's just crazy that, like I said, whenever we, if we find out for like whose page and stuff got canceled or who not got canceled, but as we was going to explain before, there's some wrestlers that own their own name anyway, so they can't do anything about it. So just.
There's going to be a lot of court cases if, you know, he thinks that he owns their birth name.
Yeah, that too. I don't know what he was thinking. And but I know there was a video out there that thinking that Vince McMahon is out of touch and. But on Twitch, what do you think? Do you think Vince is out of touch? Just say yes or no. And I'm going to put it on the Wrestling Fan Speak Out group on Facebook and just say, let's just put this up there. Oh. Do you think that Vince McMahon is all the touch after the WI put stunt that he's cool. Yes or no? So hopefully I'll remember next week so I see everybody's answers and I will talk about it on next week's show. But you know, there's somebody there out there that's going to say some crazy answers. So just watch out for that. Just give me a second here. We're going to sack them nice. Oh, football came out. What in the world is that? Oh, they ain't like Cuba going, Daddy, 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 Daddy. Okay. But anyway, talk about the. See, let me. Let's see, let's talk about Impact.
What has to be the first one with the little girl lifts up her brother's diaper?
How would the one baby try to take the other baby past fire? He got one in his mouth already. Like, really?
Talia Valkyrie and Rosemary go against Havoc and Nevaeh. Talia Valkyrie and Rosemary won that match. The rematch from, I think it was last week, with Tennille Dashwood and Jordynne Grace. Jordynne Grace won that match, which would lead up to a match that that they will have at Victory Road, but we will talk about that in a bit. Tag match, Good Brothers versus the Rascals. Good Brothers won. Johnny Swinger and Fala Ba. They Johnny Swinger won. I think Johnny Bravo had requested to restart the match, so they did, and Fala Ba won the match. Main event was the North versus Ace Austin and Madman Fulton. The North did win that match. About 1, 2, 3, 4. Kind of like 6 matches they had, so that one can't complain. Now to AEW. Ricky Starks versus Darby Allin. I'm guessing the thing is that I guess he did like a move with a skateboard. He did some type of move, but it was involving with a skateboard. So Darby Allin won that match. Tag team championship match, SCU, with Frank Kazarian, Scorpio Sky versus FTR, and FTR won that match. Isaiah Cassidy, one half of the Private Party, versus Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho won. Dr. Britt Baker and Red Velvet went at it. Britt Baker won. And the main event for the AEW Championship was John Moxley versus The Butcher. John Moxley won that match. NXT now. Shotzi Blackheart versus Dakota Kai. Shotzi's Blackheart won that match. Cameron Grimes and Ridge Holland end up in a no contest. Kushida versus Tony Nese. Kushida won that match. Adam Cole versus Austin Theory. Adam Cole won that match. Kaden Carter versus Ia Lee. Kaden Carter won. Tag match with Candice LeRae and Johnny Gargano versus Io Shirai and Damian Priest. Candice LeRae and Johnny Gargano won that match. Jey Uso went against AJ Styles after, I don't know if this was before or after he confronted Roman Reigns and all that. But Jey Uso beat AJ Styles. Otis beat John Morrison. Sheamus beat Shorty G. Six-man tag with Matt Riddle. And Lucha House Party of Lince Dorado and Grand Metalik went against Keith Corbin, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Cesaro. Matt Riddle and Lucha House Party won. Intercontinental Championship match, Jeff Hardy versus Sami Zayn. From what I heard, I guess Sami Zayn did another tactic just to, and he retained the title. Now let's talk about Victory Road. I didn't see the preview show. I thought it was like a half an hour pre-show. I didn't see it. But we're going with that. Rascals versus XXXL. Well, Triple XL, they call themselves. Decent match. Rascals did win that match. Ryan Myers versus Tommy Dreamer. Another decent match. Brian Myers did win, and I think they're fighting again tomorrow on Impact Wrestling. X Division Championship match. It was a Raju challenge. So anybody, whoever challenged for that, they can step up. So Willie Mack stepped up, and Like I said, it was a decent match as well. Willie Mack won by a count out. Rawhead just ended up deciding just to stay out there and get himself counted out. But he's still the X Division champ, but Willie Mack did win by a count out. The rubber match between Tennille Dashwood and Jordynne Grace, I say it was a little bit better than their recent match that they had this past Tuesday, although they was kind of like, I think they was hyping that one up too. But Tennille Dashwood won the rubber match. This is the tag unsanctioned match because of Reno Scum versus Rhino and Heath. Seems like Heath hasn't missed a beat, so he was doing pretty good. So Rhino and Heath did win that match, and afterwards, it seemed like he was about to get a contract. So maybe they'll talk more about it and show about it tomorrow on Impact Wrestling. Moose versus Trey Miguel. With a little distraction of EC3, Trey Miguel had won the match. Fatal 4-Way, Ace Austin versus Josh Alexander versus Carl Anderson versus Alice Shelley. I guess this is like a preview before they go against each other at Bound for Glory for the tag titles. Josh Alexander did win the match. It was a good match. Knockouts Championship match, Susie versus Deanna Perazio. Decent match as well. Deanna Perazio did retain the title. So she will go against Kylie Rae at Bound for Glory. In the main event, the Impact Championship with Eddie Edwards versus Eric Young. Eric Young did win that match. What we're going to do, we're going to take a little break and, we're going to take a little break. We're going to talk about NXT TakeOver 31 and tonight's Raw. So we will be right back. Let me look for a song for a second.
Make her, may say a little bit. this in Bloomfield every turn. It was after the women's championship match. And Tony Storm is now joining the NXT brand. Oh, come on. It's all over the Sunday. North America Championship match, Damian Priest versus Johnny Gargano. I guess what the highlight was for me for that match is how Damian Priest jumped over the ropes and jumped on. It looked like he was going to try to jump on Johnny Gargano, but he ended up jumping over on security. And I thought that was a good spot that they did. Damian Priest did win that match. He retained. Kushida versus Justin Green. Kushida was mostly all on the attack, and he was just like trying to break his arm, and he laid his target on breaking his arm. And, like, I guess it's like a different side of Kushida. And it was just something different that probably I never seen, but I don't know anybody that used to watch him in Japan, and some of the matches he had in the honor. Just a different side. But Cruiserweight Championship match, which in my opinion was match of the night. Santo Escobar versus Isaiah Porter Scott. A little bit of interference, and this match of Santo Escobar had retained the title. The NXT Women's Championship match, as I mentioned earlier about Ember Moon and Tony Storm. Canada Ray versus Rio Sarai. Johnny Gargano tried to interfere, trying to pull on a referee shirt and trying to do a fast count. That didn't work. And the game is over. And then after the month, they're now 4-0. 3-16 for the Falcons. Still remain undefeated. I wonder if they're finally going to the next thing after this. That is awesome. And the main event was Kyle O'Reilly versus Ben Balor. It was a great match. It could have been up there for a match for that one. But, I thought my Undisputed Era was going to interfere, but actually, they didn't. But Finn Balor did retain, and I think they both suffered injuries, but here we try to do this right quick. Six woman tag, Mandy Rose, Dana Brooke, Oscar defeated Selena Vega and Natalya in the lineup. Tag match, Murphy and Seth Rollins defeated Dominik Mysterio and Humberto Carrillo. Exhibition match, it ended up in a no contest, Ron Strowman and Keith Lee. Earlier it was a 24/7 championship match, Drew Gulak won. R-Truth won it back. Hurt Business versus Ricochet and Paul Cruz, Hurt Business won. Shane Baszler and Nia Jax retained the tag team titles from the Wild Squad. MVP Mustafa Ali ended up in the no contest with Mustafa Ali and up being the leader of Retribution. And six-man tag Rior, Robert Roode, Dolph Ziggler, they defeated Street Profits and Drew McIntyre with the end of RKO. So that's it for that. WrestlingMessDigout.weebly.com. Check us out. I know I got an update on. Look for Maddie Henry on Facebook. Look for David Fitzgerald and Wrestling Out on Facebook. But
and see you tomorrow with on the mic on.